Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, let's not forget about our FedEx and our UPS drivers, and our bulk mail haulers out there either getting the job done, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go to. And then there's our Amazon warehouse people that are listening to us right now around the country. Thanks so very much for doing that for us, for paying attention to us at night. We are the people that keep you going, as well as the Amazon drivers that are out there, and we appreciate you guys and girls, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain had an S to it, America, all lowercase, all one word. And, of course, don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And we're going to go out to California for our first guest, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hi, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. All right, thank you very much, boys and girls. Thank you, thank you. We got a little rain going on right now here in the airport area, and it's going to go away shortly. But 67 degrees and cloudy right now, not too bad of a night. Temperature's going to drop a little bit tomorrow morning as we get a little cooler front that's going to come through. But the weather is still seasonable, and it's not bad for this time of the year. So are you ready to say the pledge?
Certainly.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
to the flag
of the United States of America,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, boy, we need plenty of that in Washington, D.C. right now, because I am holding a bombshell in my hands. I get what's going on. Let me read the headline, and then we'll mention what this is. The headline is from Newsmax. It says, McCarthy cuts deal, votes to move a next ballot. Now, wait till you hear this, Kyle. Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, has made a major deal with key holdout votes. But the House voted 216 to 214 to adjourn late last night after 8 o'clock until noon today. That's Thursday. Now, hammered out And this is where the money comes in, and this is where the PACs come in, and this is where I've told you, big money controls what goes on in Washington, D.C. These people go there to get rich. They don't go there to represent you any more than the man in the moon. So here it comes, hammered out by the Club for Growth. That's a major PAC. The deal will move votes to McCarthy. Key to the agreement was a congressional leadership fund to stay out of open primaries. Have you heard of them, Kyle?
Yes, I sure have, yeah.
You constantly get letters and requesting money for certain candidates, and you got to vote for this person, you got to do this, you got to do that. And a lot of times, they're not necessarily representing the best interests of the districts. So instead of having somebody telling you all the time, oh, yeah, and send us whatever you can so that we can help the candidate out, they're going to stop doing that. That was the agreement that was made. Now, Newsmax also reported earlier Wednesday night that both PACs confirmed this in statements made later. So here we go. Follow the money. Now, wait till you hear the names involved. This agreement on super PACs fulfills a major concern we pressed for, said the Club for Growth president, David McIntosh. Now, he says, we understand that Leader McCarthy and members are working on a rules agreement that will meet the principles we've set out previously. Assuming these principles are met, Club for Growth will support Kevin McCarthy for Speaker. Now, the next vote is expected to move in McCarthy's favor and will be much closer. But that vote will have to come on Thursday after 12 noon. Now, it's expected that this deal could move as many as 10 congressmen and women in favor of McCarthy, on top of the numbers he's been getting already. Now, of course, it's going to be covered starting at noon, but Club for Growth and the support for McCarthy might impact 6 of the holdout votes who are members and got money from Club for Growth, and they are currently endorsed by the super PAC, were in this past election. Here are the names. Representative Dan Bishop, Republican of North Carolina. Representative Mary Miller, Republican of Illinois. Representative Chip Roy, Republican of Texas. Representative-elect Andy Ogles, Republican of Tennessee. Representative-elect Josh Breachin, Republican of Oklahoma. And here's the last name that stands out like a freaking house of fire. Representative-elect Anna Paulina Luna, Republican in Florida. Yep, she got a bunch of money. She's been doing what the money told her to do, not what her constituents told her to do, Kyle. Imagine that. When we come back, we're going to have more. This is an amazing story, and it's absolutely true.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people. Have stimulating conversation.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
To the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and we'll be back with Kyle in just a second after I tell you this segment of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Yep, that's right, Relief Factor. You heard me talking about them for over 9 years. Why? Because I take the product. And why is that? Because it works. Now, the problems that I have and the problems that you probably have in some cases may be similar. If you've got back pain, if you've got hip pain, if you've got knee pain, if you've got leg pain, if you've got ankle pain, if you've got foot pain, if you've got arm or wrist pain, if you've got neck, whatever the pain might happen to be, you owe it to yourself to try the very affordable Relief Factor for only $19.99 on the 3-week quick start. You owe it to yourself to start out that product and see what it can do for you. It started to work for me, folks, after about the second week. I started to feel the difference after about 2 or 3 days, but to be honest with you, after the second week of taking it, I knew that I really was onto something. Now, you take it in the morning with your food, your breakfast, whatever that is, small, big, little, whatever, and it gets in your body and it stays there. Then if you need it again, and sometimes you don't, you take it a second time with your next meal, which if it's lunch, so be it. If it's supper, so be that too. But Relief Factor is a product that should be part of your everyday integrated health plan if you are in pain or discomfort, or if you have inflammation or swelling that comes along with these problems. Because the combination of the all-natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. Now, if you've got a pain in your wrist, a pain in your shoulder, a pain in your elbow, can it help you with all three of those at the same time? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. All you have to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain,
relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain and try the 1995 3-week quick start. And we'll know, you'll know what we know when it comes to what Kyle's going to tell you, because Kyle has a little slogan he uses. What's that, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, check it out, try the 3-week quick start, and tell me how it works out for you. Okay, well, Kyle, are you amazed by anything that I've told you so far?
Well, I mean, this is a very big development, that's for sure. Unfortunately, it seems like a song that we've heard a lot of times in the past, following the money, this is influencing something that may or may not be exactly what the people who elected these representatives want. I would perchance to think it's not what the people that elected these representatives really want. They didn't want this chaos. They didn't want this sort of weird game show thing that was going on where we're going to nominate somebody else and we're still going to have about 20 votes. You know, it's no longer dramatic. It's a foregone conclusion.
Well, about 20 Republicans are refusing to vote for McCarthy, including Representatives Matt Gaetz. Now, Matt Gaetz is on record for saying he doesn't take any PAC money. So therefore he wasn't even mentioned by this PAC, by the way, for taking money that they put out, but the other people were. Andy Biggs and Chip Roy, we do know, and by the way, Chip Roy's on the list for this PAC for getting money, a large sum of money. Now, some of them are from the Tea Party era, some are Trump loyalists, and others are newcomers upset about the status quo. They think that they should be kicked up the ladder because they're a member of Congress and everybody should be equal. That's not the way it works. It's called seniority. And if they ever got in the Senate, it's all about seniority, the good old boys club, they call it. Now, they feel that he has failed, meaning McCarthy, to combat the military-industrial complex, the FBI's corruption, and big tech's censorship. Okay, don't you have to be the majority to be able to really have anything to do with that?
Well, certainly. A lot of these things have been designed to call into question McCarthy's effectiveness, his commitment to America, all this kind of stuff, which the Democrats literally are sitting over there in the other side of the aisle, and they're just being entertained to no end on this. I think they're laughing. They are absolutely preparing to be able to tell the American people, look at what these crazy Republicans have done. But that's, because now so much damage is being done. But I think it can be stopped, but there has to be some kind of they have to break the loggerheads. With some of these representatives elect, I might add, because nobody's been sworn in here, I don't know that that's going to be able to happen because they've dug in so deeply.
Well, they're all representatives elect, but some of them have been there more than one term, so therefore
right.
They're still congressmen or congresswomen. The new ones that just got elected are the congresswomen or men elect. Now, I got a letter from Colorado from a listener who listens to us every night, and she I'm withholding her name by request, but she sent me a letter, and I'm going to read this, and this kind of tells me what I need to know. Lauren Boebert was on television last night, right?
Yes, she was. She was being interviewed by Sean Hannity.
Yeah. And she tried to talk over Sean Hannity, and that's not a good thing to do because he has control of the mics, and they turned her mic down, and they basically talked over the top of her. But anyway, here's my point. And from the listener, Captain, I apologize right off the bat because I am a voter who lives in Lauren Boebert's district. I voted for her. I'm probably one of the 200 votes that gave her the majority to get her seat this year, and I'm very sorry now that I see the end result of my vote. I only want the American people to know that what she's telling people on television right now is not what she told people when she got elected to the position to begin with. She's more radical than we thought she was. She needs to go. And I and many of my fellow voters in her district will not vote for her when she runs for re-election in 2 years.
That's very powerful from that listener, and I think, Captain, it absolutely represents what a lot of people, not only in her district, are feeling, but, of course, across the country who may have seen that interview. It's almost as if you're watching a viral video of someone yelling at a fast food restaurant manager.
I thought it was watching AOC for a minute, the way she wouldn't shut up.
Well, but because how can you get your point across? What's the best way to do that? To literally look like you're becoming unhinged?
It's not to sit there and try to outshout the person interviewing you. That doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. In fact, she came off as being completely unreasonable.
Yeah.
She came off with it at least gave me the impression, this is just my personal impression,
yeah,
that there's just no way in HE double hockey sticks that she would ever consider Kevin McCarthy for the role of speaker. No matter what. No matter what was promised, no matter what was given, no matter what.
Right. All right. Now let's go over here and let's take a call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Bill, and I'm in Sarasota.
Hi, Bill. What's up?
Well, always enjoy your show, Captain Matt.
Yeah.
And next time you're down in Sarasota.
I'll be there tomorrow, or today,
you guys
rather.
Done show?
I'll be there. No, I'll be at Mixon's for lunch, 11:30 to 1:30. I'll be at the gun show when it comes around again, but go ahead.
Yeah, I saw the Hannity interview with Lauren Boebert, and I had the opposite reaction to it. I thought Sean was talking over her when she tried to answer a question. He interrupted and said, well, answer the question. And
yeah,
she'd keep trying to talk, and then he'd say, you're not answering the question, and she'd stop. And
do you remember what the question was, Bill?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us. Go ahead.
The question was, he said, the math doesn't work. He says, McCarthy has 200, and if McCarthy has 203 votes, and you have 20, and you ask Donald Trump to tell Kevin McCarthy
yep.
to give it up, you know, why doesn't that apply to you? He's got more votes than you do.
Yeah. That was an interesting question, and she wouldn't answer. She kept talking around.
Well, she tried to answer, and eventually she said, no, that's not what I'm going to do. He goes, well, what's the double standard here?
Right.
Well, you know, I think she has a point, but I think they should have waited to make that point. Now, she said that that McCarthy did not actually say that he would vacate
right.
if five representatives.
All right, well, we've got to go to a hard break, Bill, and I'll be at lunch at Mixon's today if you want to stop by. Otherwise, I'll be at the next gun show down there in Sarasota.
All righty. Hey,
all right, thanks a lot. All right, and we appreciate the call. You're welcome to call, too, 877-969-8600. If you want to opine, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. 8 people, including 5 children, were found dead from gunshot wounds in a southern Utah home Wednesday, according to authorities who did not provide more details or a potential motive for the killing. The victims were found when police did a welfare check at the residence, according to a statement by city officials in Enoch, a small town of about 8,000 people located 245 miles south of Salt Lake City. As Republicans continue to squabble over who will be the next speaker, there are essentially no members in the House of Representatives, only members-elect. Without a speaker, none of them can be sworn in, and the 118th Congress can't convene or vote on any rules. A man accused of attacking police with a machete near New York Times Square on New Year's Eve was intent on committing a jihad against government officials and shouted, "Allahu Akbar," before striking one officer in the head and attempting to grab another officer's gun. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All righty, and don't forget, I'll be there today. Today, Thursday, from 11:30 to 1:30. Looking forward to it, being with Janet and Dean and the guys and gals that show up there for lunch. We have a great crew that's there, and we welcome you to come in there, too, and enjoy lunch with us, have lunch with the captain. And by the way, try a captain's club while you're there. Oh, I'm telling you, that is the best sandwich I have ever had. I'm so honored that they made a sandwich after me. And there's a picture of it on Facebook. We posted it on the events page so you can see me standing there holding the sandwich. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company. And all you got to do to save a bunch of money on a whole bunch of stuff they got over there. And boy, they got discounts and savings and yearly beginning of the year specials and whatnot. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. It's there. You'll need a promo code to get in there and look around. The promo code will be Captain. And take a look at all the different specials they've got. They got all kinds of things that are going to save you up to 80% on what it is they're selling in there. And the slippers, the sandal-type slippers, are now $19.95, the lowest price they've ever been, because they're trying to discontinue the line altogether and go with the regular type slipper. So $19.95 on those, save a whole bunch of money there. And you can save up to $90 on the regular slippers. But MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, promo code will always be Captain. And if you want to talk to them on the telephone, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Take advantage of the great radio specials that are over there. Okay, Kyle, you said during the break to me on the phone that you have another idea about all this, so go ahead.
Well, the whole issue that's going on right now, you've got these holdouts who have no chance of nominating somebody. It kind of gave me the impression, Captain, it's kind of like a lot of people out there might have lived in a homeowners association at one time or another. There's always somebody that gets on a condo board and they just are just contrarian to every single thing that anything ever does. Everything's wrong.
Yeah.
It's all been done wrong.
And you know what they don't understand?
What's that?
Majority rules.
Well, the majority rules, and that's, well, of course. But the idea is that you can't come into a system and then just, I mean, it's out the Al Pacino moment. You know, I'll put this whole system on trial. You're out of order. This whole courtroom's out of order. You know, that works in the movies, and it's really cool when Al Pacino, if I recall correctly, does that. But not in this case. What Boebert and the others are doing right now is they're simply giving ammunition to the Democrat Party and the entire media machine to say, look at how crazy this all is. These people can't even come to any kind of conclusion. I mean, it's just very frustrating. I think a lot of people out there are feeling frustrated by it.
Well, I haven't heard anybody come up with a reasonable source or a reasonable solution to this. What, we're going to nominate Byron Donalds to be the Speaker of the House? Are you kidding me? He's a one-term congressman.
Exactly right. Exactly right. You have to be able to affect change, but you have to be able to affect change using the mechanisms that are there. Otherwise, what you're preaching is some kind of total...
And here's what the people don't understand that are chiming in about this. You ever heard the expression, you want it when?
Sure.
Okay. All these people who have only been there a term or two, maybe some have been there three, want everything that all these other people with seniority have got, and they want it now. It doesn't work that way. It never has, it never will, and they're not going to change the rules. It does not work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way. They were poised on the precipice, Captain, of being able to affect change. Because if things had gone a little bit smoother, shall we say, in this, we would have already been talking about the border. We would have already been talking about inflation.
Yep.
We would have already been talking about foreign policy, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But now the story is the 20 people who are holding out for whatever their reason is.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm starting to accumulate a bunch of emails. I get upwards to 1,000 emails, especially over the weekend, because the show's heard on more stations. And then during the week, I get 500 to 1,000 emails a day. Now, obviously, I can't sort through all of them, but if they'll put something on the subject line about what it is they're trying to talk about, I appreciate that, instead of just things like, love the show or something like that, because if they got something to say, I want to see what it is. So, therefore, if you want to say, I don't like McCarthy because, or I like McCarthy because, so that we get, you know, can get right to the chase to begin with, I'd appreciate it. But of the emails that I've looked at, that I've gotten, that have referred to Kevin McCarthy, what do you think the percentage is pro versus against?
Well, I would think it's pretty high pro.
What do you think it is? Take a guess. You won't believe it.
Okay, 70-30?
25 pro-McCarthy emails to every one that's a negative.
Very interesting.
And I started tabulating that on Monday. Now, what's that tell you? And I've got a very large audience at night here around the country. What does that tell you?
Well, I think it tells me that what most of the folks want is for the Republican Party to move forward here, and not be pigeonholed into a particular more extreme or fringe element.
Here's what most of them want. They want the business of the country to be taken care of now. Move along with it. Let McCarthy become the speaker, bring in your new rules where you can have five people come in and, you know, if they want to have a vote and what do they call it, like they do in England, I forgot what they call it, a vote of what, confirmation?
No confidence.
Yeah, no confidence. If you want to do something like that, then so be it. But you get your Congress going. For example, we don't have a Congress right now. There's 435 representatives that are representing nobody. Nobody. How good is that working out, folks?
Well, and look at it this way, too, Captain. What happens if there is a national emergency and Congress has to act?
Yeah, it won't be the House until they get this settled.
Well, that's exactly right. So it's in everybody's best interest. It's in our national interest to elect a speaker.
And we've never had this happen before in the instance of a war, thank God. We've never had this happen. But if I'm the enemy, if I'm China, if I'm Russia, and I don't want to give them any ideas because for all I know they listen to the program too, and I do know we have people listening in China, if I'm those guys, I'm watching and paying close attention to this, and I'm figuring out a way that I can attack something somewhere because we're not paying attention.
We're not paying attention, and we can't act. The president can act, obviously, but Congress is the only thing that can declare war.
And all right? I'm saying to the people out there that don't like McCarthy and this, that, and the other, and it's not the majority. Hello, it is not the majority. It is not. I've got all kinds of information that will debunk anything that anybody wants to put out and say that it is. And I have reliable information, not something that was made up as a rumor or something that came from a third world website, but legitimate information from political parties, namely the Republican Party in different parts of the country that are taking votes on their own local level. And you would be shocked at some of the numbers.
Well, I would imagine so.
Mm-hmm.
But it points up a huge difference, Captain, and this is, like it or lump it,
mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi is able to herd the cats much better than the other.
You know why? Because they threaten them, and they do what they say they're going to do if they don't fall in line. They threaten them. The Republicans haven't
arm twisting.
Right. The Republicans haven't quite done that yet, but I think they're going to in the future. Because if you want to control the herd, so to speak, and yeah, so you got 20 people that aren't necessarily going with the flow because it's a new breed or whatever the hell you want to call them. But there is a pecking order. There is a system in place, and just like in the military, what happens when you try to rock the boat in the military, Kyle?
Well, I think you get busted down to...
You absolutely do, okay?
The deck or something.
You absolutely do. And not to say that it's being run like the military, but in that sense of it, it is because they have rules and regulations they go by. And by the way, you want to know where it's worse? The Senate.
Well,
go ahead. You got about 10 seconds.
Well, I was just going to say, but the problem is setting up this issue so that your political adversaries can take full advantage of it. This is ridiculously stupid.
All right, well, hold on. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, folks, I'm all for discussions back and forth. I'm not for stupid arguments. They're going nowhere. But I'm all for discussions. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Trucker's Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Goes out to the Democratic Party. like, what do you think? Dirty D's done dirt cheap, dedicated to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, that's Joan Jett right there. By
I know,
way.
But what do you think about what I just did? I dedicated that song to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well. Cool.
If you don't think the Democrats are in the middle of all of this, pushing this and lighting the fires, you're out of your mind. You don't know what's going on. All right, well, here we go. A major storm, an atmospheric river, which we talked about, is poised to impact California today and Thursday with heavy to excessive rainfall, which is going to cause major flooding, debris flows, landslides near the recent burn scar areas, and heavy mountain snow. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And high winds. Now, meanwhile, the recent multi-hazard storm will gradually weaken, but heavy snow will persist in the upper Mississippi Valley, and severe storms may roll through the southeast today and tomorrow. And we still got snow up there. Hello, Minnesota. Hello, Wisconsin. Hello, upper Michigan. We still got plenty of snow up there, and it's still snowing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, Captain, again, just about 24 hours ago, we were telling our listeners about the Pineapple Express. That's how this moisture is coming all across the Pacific on that atmospheric river that you mentioned. And right now, it's starting to blast California, coming to shore, especially up in Northern California right now. And we've already seen several more inches of rain, we understand. It's good, can lead to mudslides and power outages. Take this very seriously, everybody. If you're in the state of California, especially up in the Northern California area, please do take it very, very seriously. It is no joke with this storm that is moving through. Southern California, of course, we're also expecting a deluge of rain throughout the night here in the morning time of Thursday morning and on into the daytime. So also, please do be careful. Aerial flood watches covering most of the state of California. As the captain mentioned, you can have a lot of extra snow, of course, up in the mountains, feet of snow, so please do be very careful. In other parts of the West, we do have winter storm watch coming up Interstate 15, starting about St. George in southern Utah, and heading on up towards almost to a little bit north of Beaver, so please do be aware of that. We've got a dense fog advisory in central Wyoming tonight. We have a high wind warning and winter weather advisory in Cheyenne. If you're coming across I-80, heading up towards Elk Mountain, you've also got that high wind warning and winter weather advisory going on there right now as well. Looking at the radar map, Captain, is a lot of rain right now in California, stretching almost the entire length of the state. Our friends up in Oregon right now, he's got rain right around Portland, Oregon, and rain around Seattle as well. More next hour. Be careful out there.
All right. Well, we're going to start up in North Dakota, northwestern corner of North Dakota. Got a little bit of winter weather up in there tonight. It's just in that local area up there, about a 50-mile circled area from the Canadian border down and to the east. So that's not much. But if you take a look at what's going on over here into Minnesota, we do have some snow. Bottom part is Minnesota on up towards just south of Minneapolis. It goes across over to Duluth, so you're going to be getting some weather up that way. And then the upper peninsula of Michigan's got some snow going on up there. You've also got the potential for some windy conditions off the lakes up there, Superior, Huron, and Michigan. So be advised that could be doing some funky things with the weather blowing snow around. If it gets going from the right direction, you get what's called lake effect snow. And that leads me to upstate New York, because north of Oswego, starting around Pulaski and Sandy Pond, all the way up to the St. Lawrence Seaway and all the way around to the northern part of New York with the border up on I-87 with Vermont and the Northway, you've got lake effect snow. But you've also got snow in the upper portion of the Adirondacks to include that area up there north of Lake George. You've got some snow scattered through New England tonight, just regular old snow, 1 to 3 inches, 3 to 5, except for Mount Washington, where you might have a foot to a foot and a half. Of course, that's up 10,000 feet in the air, so I would expect nothing different there. Got a little bit of fog to speak of, along coastal fog, starting around Cape Cod, and then it's intermittent all the way down towards
all the way down towards Chesapeake Bay. And then got a little bit of wind tonight to speak of down in North Carolina, down off Cape Hatteras. That's about it, Kyle, and the weather is not going to be the big problem over in the east for a little while anyway, but we'll have to see what happens, because in lieu of what's coming from the west, that's going to go east. We all know that, and there's another system behind the one you're already getting.
That's exactly right, Captain, and it begs the question, do they sell ARCs on Amazon? It's really no joke.
As a matter of fact, they do. But I think they're the model ARCs.
That's right. You won't be able to get a bunch of animals in it. Exactly right. Well, of course, don't forget, folks, that the Trucker Highway and Byway report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can make your dollar go farther with the My Rewards Plus app. So when you download the app, you're going to even be able to enjoy 2 free drinks every week and get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear that they have there at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Download it now and start getting more savings. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. You've also got all kinds of great amenities, Captain, for our trucker friends, our professional drivers out there, or if you're just traveling across the country, you want to pull into the Pilot and Flying J, get a great cup of coffee, great cup of hot chocolate. How about something great to eat as well? All your supplies, everything you need to get you back on the road, pilotflyingj.com.
I'll tell you what. I stopped at the Pilot and Flying J over the weekend because I went to up the road and I went to visit somebody, and I stopped on the way back. You want to talk about something good? I had some of their soup. Holy smokes.
Wow. Oh, right.
It was the New England clam chowder, and it had real potatoes in it, real clams, and it was excellent. It was like, I don't know if it was homemade per se, but I know that they added stuff to it, so it made it look like it was homemade.
Yeah, but I bet it was tasty. That's great.
Oh, it was excellent. It was excellent. And next time I go there, especially on a Friday or a Saturday, a weekend, I'm going to look forward to having some more of that. But as I've told you, you go in there to the snack bar that they've got, the little snack shack or whatever the heck they call it. They've got the chicken strips in there. They got the potatoes, the long sliced potatoes. I mean, and we used to call them roasted potatoes back in the day. I think they still are for the most part, but they are so good. Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing.
Then they've got
the
mushrooms,
cool.
You know, the little deep fried mushrooms and all that stuff. And there's some sort of some sort of peppers that are got jalapeno peppers or something like that. Those are a little spicy, but they're okay. I mean, if you want a snack, you got it there. You don't have to go inside, sit down in a restaurant and all that stuff if you're in a hurry. You know, a lot of truckers, they just want to get in there because they're trying to get ahead of schedule if they can. And sometimes they do that to grab a few extra hours of sleep. You know, that extra hour of sleep can make all the difference in the world. Speaking of which, coming up, 4:30, Veterans Support, Veterans News, we're going to have our buddy Andy on here. We're going to be talking about sleep and what you can do to help get some extra rest without doing much of anything. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-96.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.